Welcome to the Innovation Hub podcast, where we speak to innovative educators, leading researchers, and edtech startups creating cutting-edge resources to support 21st century teaching and learning. This week, we are chatting with Susan, one of the co-founders from Cube for Teachers. Susan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Susan Queechin, and I am one of the co-founders of Cube for Teachers. I'm also a teacher. However, I wasn't always a teacher. Prior to becoming a teacher, I worked as an instructor therapist with children with disabilities, and my primary role there was to work one-on-one with children with autism. And I found, interestingly enough, that in that role, the majority of my downtime when I wasn't one-on-one with the students was spent searching for resources to meet the various diverse needs of the clients. So when I decided to go back to school and become a teacher, I was under the assumption that once I graduated the Faculty of Ed, I would be presented with this golden key to resources that all of the fabulous teachers here in Ontario are using in their classrooms. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. There is no one-stop location for teachers in Ontario to find resources. So this kind of sparked the beginning and ignited Cube for Teachers and the idea of Cube for Teachers. So Cube for Teachers is a clouded, collaborative, professional sharing network for K-12 teachers that provides instant access to peer-recommended, curriculum-aligned digital teaching resources. Now that's sort of the fancy explanation. We have been compared to being a Pinterest for teachers. So that sort of gives you an idea of what we do.
So how is Cube for Teachers different from Pinterest?
Cube for Teachers is different from Pinterest in that, in several ways. Firstly, the Cube is curriculum aligned. So as teachers, we must teach to the curriculum. So finding resources that match certain curriculum expectations is paramount. So inside Cube for Teachers, when teachers share resources, they tag the resources with curriculum expectations. That being said, when teachers search for resources, they can search for the specific curriculum expectations and find resources, get their hands on resources when they most need them. The second way that Cube for Teachers is different from Pinterest and other social bookmarking communities like Zimbaloo and Delicious is that our portal is centralized. So that means a link shared is searchable by all. If a link is shared by a teacher living in a rural area, and for example, they share a grade 9 science biology resource, and then you have a teacher at the other side of the province or state in an urban area searching for a grade 9 science biology resource, that resource could be at their fingertips within seconds. So really, inside Cube for Teachers, a link shared is searchable by all. So you don't have to be in their circles, you don't have to be in their groups, you don't have to follow them to be in the know. Once inside the Cube, you are automatically connected.
So can you give me some examples of how educators are using Cube for Teachers?
Absolutely. Now, the Cube is being used in many ways by teachers. The primary way is as their own personal bookmarking site. So the Cube is accessible anywhere. It lives in the cloud, so you can access it on your laptop, you can access it on your device, whether you're at school or you're at home. So that's a first benefit. So they're using it to store and save their digital resources. In this day and age of the explosion of digital resources, having a place to organize your resources is paramount. So that's the first way they're using it. Secondly, they're using it to search for resources. So one of the benefits of Cube that differentiates itself from other social bookmarking communities is it's got a ranking system. Teachers can go and search inside the Cube for curriculum-aligned resources, and they come back ranked according to favorites. So this provides teachers with that instant knowledge of what teachers have found most popular. So it's easier for them to sift through resources and find resources because, firstly, they're searching according to the curriculum for what they need, and then they get that added value of a ranking system, knowing what other teachers in the Cube have found most valuable and found works for them.
That sounds great because I know when I work with student teachers or new teachers, one of their greatest challenges is that when they're searching using some of those other search engines, they're very often provided with thousands and thousands of resources, and there's no way for them to know which are the best resources. And it's fantastic that Cube helps to take care of that for them by presenting them with the best resources that teachers have selected and favorited. How do you ensure that only high-quality, classroom-appropriate resources are included in the Cube?
Cube for Teachers is only for teachers. It's a professional network with solely teachers. And we authenticate that through teacher emails. So to gain access to the Cube, you must have a district-related email or a University of Education email that authenticates your that you're a teacher.
There we go. I think that's a fantastic way to ensure that only interested educators are contributing to the Cube and access that. And I know that that's something that very few other sites do. So you've come up with an absolutely fantastic way for teachers to bookmark their resources and have that stored in the cloud so they can gather those resources at any time from any location. You've also then authenticated that these are educators. They can indicate what are their favorite resources, and we know that these are the resources that other educators have endorsed. That's a great start for your company. Can you tell us a little bit about your growth plan?
Absolutely. So currently we are situated in Ontario and we are aligned to the Ontario curriculum, but we are available across Canada. Our plan for growth is to begin introducing the curriculums across Canada. Currently teachers can gain access, but we're working off the Ontario curriculum. So in the coming months and coming year, we'll be introducing other Canadian curriculums. We're also going to explore the option of having a French option, as Canada is a bilingual country. And then very shortly, we'll be introducing some American curriculum, specifically the core curriculum. So once we have established ourselves throughout North America, then we will be moving forwards to globally include teachers around the world. So we're also, currently we are free to teachers, and we've been supporting individual teachers, and we're looking to grow and develop and support school districts and individual schools. So to do that, we'll be offering a branded version of Cube. So districts will be able to purchase their very own Cube to support their teachers. Now, what that will offer districts and the teachers in those districts will be access to individual search results based on what their teachers have shared. So in Cube for Teachers, there's four different databases that it searches. It searches the Cube proper, which is all members of that have contributed in the Cube. And then it also searches your district, it searches your groups and your favorites. So your school district version of Cube will allow teachers insights into what's been shared and working inside their district. So it allows teachers to find what's relevant and what's worked within their district, and they can find it quickly.
I think that's fantastic because I want to be able to see what colleagues that are teaching in a similar context or a similar district or a similar grade level to me have found to be most useful. What's useful for someone on the other side of the country may not be as applicable to what's happening in my classroom. So you started in Canada, you started in Ontario, you expanded to Canada, and now you're taking over the rest of North America as you expand into the U.S. and offer special services and resources that are available directly to school districts. So what is your plan to spread the word across North America and let the school districts in Canada, the U.S., and maybe even Europe know what a great product Cube for Teachers is?
Well, over the past year and in moving forward, we've been attending a lot of EdTech conferences, and we find this is a very valuable experience because we get to be on the ground floor with the teachers, and we can share our product and get valuable feedback so we can continue to grow and build a product that works for teachers.
So I can see how attending these conferences has been a great way to support the growth of your product, but as well, you are an iHub resident. Can you tell us a little bit about being an iHub resident and working with the iHub staff has helped to support the growth and development of Cube for Teachers?
Absolutely. Being here at iHub has afforded us many opportunities. We've had great opportunities through events hosted by iHub to build that initial contact with district leaders, thought leaders, teachers, researchers in education. It's really built that initial point of contacts and opened the door so that we can continue the conversation with Cube to districts across Ontario and beyond. Teachers everywhere can join us for free at www.cubeforteachers.com and have instant access to tens of thousands of curriculum-aligned resources. Together, we are building better education.
Well, Susan, it's great to hear about Cube for Teachers and how your product is growing. And we look forward to hearing about the further expansion about your product. Thanks for participating in the Innovation Hub podcast. Thank you.